Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you come here because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Excuse me, have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. So, the Gospel of the Lord. Well, this year my Lenten time has really shaped my Easter expectations and spirit. My theme for Lent was built around the question, what really causes me to change? And for this I chose three sources that kind of worked for me. You might choose others. Friendship. You know, the friends you've been always meaning to look up and phone, you never get around to it. The second was truth-telling. More precision, speaking the unspoken from the heart, saying some of the hard things. And then beauty. This I did by visiting museums and some public buildings. The results were really surprising. The friendship contacts will play themselves out well into the summer. And as to truth-telling, I spoke out on some strong issues that have surfaced, things that have remained unspoken for far too long. Well, the jury's still out on these. But the rewards of beauty have been more immediate and surprising. They really shape my Easter season. I visited some 9 museums. The National Portrait Gallery remains most vividly in memory, but also the pictures of the monks chanting and singing in Bhutan in the Asian Art Museum exhibit, and also the monks being there chanting in a kind of sacred space that they set up. These will remain in my memory for some time, I think. The National Portrait Gallery was a surprise, though, because the building itself is so impressive. They say Lincoln had his inaugural ball in the central building, an old tan stone building that looks really quite good. The additions of gray-white stone completed a block square building and created a vast central court or plaza, which has been covered over for functions of state. Really quite beautiful. I was surprised to see some of the Civil War portraits there. They were of men in their 50s, at the height of their energies, just looking for kind of old people, I suppose. I was delighted also to see some of the originals of familiar pictures from literature and history books that I only see in dull black and white and very poor reproductions. Reach out and touch is not allowed in the museum, of course. But for all my Lenten efforts, this seems to be the direction that I should be heading. Through beauty, I come to know a God that is more vast. Through the riotous configuration of life and color and joy, I come to know and savor creation itself. A whole new consciousness touches me, and I'm impelled toward the wonder of a God constantly being manifested in the material world all around me. I'm invited to a life that is simpler and more open to the vast beauty of things. And I'm alerted to the deep down goodness of my brothers and sisters in all their simplicity. My renewed attentiveness reveals not only the achievements of others, but that deeper beauty which is only revealed in the depths of their desires, the hunger of their souls, times only a heart that's broken or a soul that hungers for the Lord can really reveal this. Reach out and touch. For a person like myself, occasionally dulled by structures of duty and responsibility, this is a resurrection that is most agreeable, an invitation to what is to come. So I ask you to join me in these Easter days, slowing down, entering into life of the most simple things, the most available people. But if you go deeply enough, you'll not waste your time and be blessed by surprises. Reach out and touch. Meet your God now, not in the memory of ancient authorities or the complexities of life, the dullness of duty. Rise up to the occasion of God's constant unfolding revelation of life in the world, in the minds and hearts of your brothers and sisters, in the depths of your own soul, too long in darkness. Reach out and touch. Let the Lord raise you up to the life and love and the glory that this Easter time promises. May God bless you with joy on your journey.